الله الحمد لله أضعف ما حمده جميع خلقه كما يحبه ويرضاه اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وسلم تسليما سبحان الله وبحمده عدل خلقه ورضا نفسه وزنة عرشه ومداد كلماته سبحان الله وبحمده سبحان الله العظيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد عدد ما في علم الله صلاة دائمة بدوام ملك الله مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي ربنا يسر ولا تعسر وتمم بالخير وبك نستعين يا فتاح اللهم اجعلنا دعاة إليك وإلى رسولك اللهم فقهنا في الدين وعلمنا القرآن الحكيم ربنا زدنا علما ربنا زدنا علما أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وكان الإنسان أكثر شيء جدلا وقال الله تعالى خذ العفو وأمر بالعرف وأعرض عن الجاهلين وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فليكرم ضيفه صدق الله وصدق رسوله الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين حاضرين الكرام There are two aspects or two sides to our creation. One is known as khalq, which is the exterior creation, and the other one is known as khuluq with dhamma, which is the interior creation, the internal creation, which deals with our akhlaq, with our character, our manners, and our behavior. Many of the ins of the humankind make effort on the khalq. They look at themselves in the mirror, and they want to see something good. Nothing is wrong with that. In fact, if we look into the mirror to look at our khalq, our external creation, with the right niyat and with the sunnah way and with the dua, we will get blessings. The dua for looking into the mirror, Allahumma ahsanta khalqi. O Allah, you have made my khalq. You have made my outer form very nice and beautiful. You have done well. But that dua reminds us of something else. What's the other half of the dua? فَأَحْسِنْ قُلُقِي Make my khuluq, make my character, make my behavior nice also to Allah. So when we look into the mirror, we are reminded of the two aspects of our creation, the two angles of it, the two sides of it, just looking into the mirror. اللهم أحسنت قلقي Wallah, you have made my khalq, my outer form, hasan and beautiful. فَأَحْسِنْ قُلُقِي Make my khuluq, make my behavior, make my conduct beautiful also to Allah. But most of the ins, they neglect the khuluq. They neglect to make effort on the khuluq. And a lot of effort and action is placed on the khalq, on the exterior form, brushing of the teeth, combing the hair, using good stuff for the skin, exercising, walking, toning up the muscles. And as I said before, nothing is wrong with that, with the right niyat and the right intention. But they both go hand in hand. The dua reminds us of that. We need to make effort on the khuluq, on our inner creation, that inside of us, that behavior, that character, that inner form. We need to make effort on that. We cannot do anything without the help of Allah. So if we have made intention that I'm going to try to beautify my inside, because the inside is what really matters. Sometimes a person's khalq may not be the best. Outwardly, his hair is disheveled. He looks shabby, rugged, coarse, like a vagrant, like a beggar, like a fakir. But who knows, he may be a great wali in the sight of Allah. We look at that, we see that, and we judge him on that. That's why the famous proverb goes, do not judge a book by its cover. So if we have intention to better our inside, and as I may say, unfortunately many of us, we don't make effort on that, and the results are quite visible. Al-amru bayyin. The matter is quite clear in that, how we behave in an ignorant way, how we argue, how we get on, how we quarrel. It's quite evident how we behave. But yet we go for hajj after hajj. We perform salat too. We have iman. Nobody doubts that. We have iman. We believe in Allah and His Rasul. Salat. We give sadaqah too. But you know what? The behavior, and sometimes the behavior is worse than that of a dog. A dog barks. Sometimes a dog behaves like a dog. But a dog has very beautiful qualities also too. And sometimes we behave like animals, barking like wolves. Our behavior is terrible, ma'adhallah. So if we have intention to make effort on that, it cannot happen illa bi idhnillah, except by the permission of Allah, except by the order of Allah, that Allah gives us the tawfiq to make effort on it. And Allah decorates our inside, Allah makes our inside salih. We have to make effort, and the completion is from Allah. Remember the famous maqula for life, that we are people who don't sit down, but as-sa'yu minna, the effort is from us. Wal-itmamu min Allah, and completion is from Allah. So bas, we have made up our minds, and we're going to beautify our interior. So what do? We make dua to Allah. We make dua to Allah, and we ask Allah to help us. We make effort, and we make dua. The first effort is the dua, to turn towards Allah. And then continue the effort by striving, mujahada, control, displaying self-control, reading about the akhlaq, reading about the character of the sahaba, reading about the hayat and the lives of the sahaba, how they would behave with each other, reading the biographies of these illustrious, great, magnificent, spectacular sons and daughters of Islam, how they used to behave with each other. Reading these things will help. Reading of our kabir, sitting in your company, in their presence, how they behave, this will help. So effort and dua. And we pray the masnoon dua of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say, Allahumma aj'al sarirati khairam min alaniyati. Well, I make my inside better than my outside. Make my inside better than my outside. Because you know what? Allah looks at the inside. Inna Allah la yanduru ila. Inna Allah la yanduru ila suwarikum wa amwalikum. Allah doesn't look at your faces and your wealth. Walakin yanduru ila qulubikum wa a'malikum. Aw kama qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He looks at your hearts, he looks at your a'mal. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say, Allahumma ij'al sarirati. Wala, make my sarira, make my inside, khairam min alaniyati, better than my exterior, better than my outside. But my outside, he's concerned about that too. Waj'al alaniyati saliha, and make my outside saliha, good, nice. That my outer being is also good, with taharat, with cleanliness, is next to godliness, in a good state, in a good way, pious. And the limbs, my outer form, my limbs are all involved in amal salih. But he said, Allahumma ij'al sarirati khairan min alaniyati. Make my inside better than my outside. And make my outside good, salih, nice, righteous. That all my limbs and everything would be looking good, and also in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we make dua. And there are so many other duas that we can make. So many other duas that we can make. Why is it so important? But the thing about these two types of creation is that they can be seen. They can be both be seen by men. Yes, it stems from the inside. Allah puts certain things in the inside, in the sadr and the chest. But then that would also be seen through the, because of the effects of that which has been placed inside, that nur, that tawfiq that has been given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The effects of that will become visible to mankind through our actions and through our amal. You know, just as the proverb, a picture paints a thousand words, so too actions speak louder than words. And we are supposed to be da'is. We are supposed to be inviters to the way of Allah. This is the purpose of the Muslim Ummah. This is the job of the Muslim Ummah. Nobody, no one can ever deny that. This is the task which has been handed down to the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, to do tabligh, to proclaim the message of Islam, to call the people to one God, and the risalat and the apostleship of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We have been chosen and selected to do that. Some of us do it. We give da'wah, we invite, we do our job. And we are not just put here for our personal ibadat, but we are put here, Muslims, to tell the people, come to Ilahu Wahid, one God. We do that. But you know what the people look at? The people look at our ibadat. They look at our worship and they become affected with it. Jamaats travel and roam about the globe for the sake of Allah. And the people watch them, how they do their dhikr, their azkar, their tasbih. How they perform their salah, how they pray. They watch, they notice all of that, the adhan, how they eat together. They notice their ibadah and their form of worship and they become affected with that. People become affected with mu'ashara, with your sociableness, how you socialize with people, how you interact with people, with your home, with your neighbors, in the community, in your masjid, How sociable are you? How companionable are you? They become affected by that, your mu'ashara. And they become affected by mu'amalat, your dealings, as they say in Urdu, lain dain. Three things. Your iman is inside of you. Subhanallah. And then even in the ibadat, much of the ibadat is done within the home, or the masajid. So therefore, a lot of emphasis is placed now on mu'ashara and mu'amala, how you socialize with people and your dealings with people, lain dain. And that's what attracts people to Islam. These two qualities are so powerful. So you really begin to know a person, what he's made of and how good he is when you do business with him. Mu'amalat, his word, his transaction, his business. Is it good or is it bad? You really begin to know a person when you do journey with him. Safara, when you become a musafir. Because the root word safara of a musafir, which is a traveler. Safara means kashafa, to expose. So the journey exposes the person. What type of person he is. Go on a journey with him. You really see what type of person he is. So, two things of great importance that affects Muslims and non-Muslims. Our mu'amalat, our dealings, how we deal with them. And our mu'ashara, how we socialize and we live with people. And these two things are going to affect people. This is what these two things and many other things, the Sahaba had these things. They would do trade, business. And their trade was so pure, their actions were so pure, that Allah praised their trade in the Holy Quran. رِجَالٌ لَا تُلْهِيهِمْ تِجَارَةٌ وَلَا بَيْءٌ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَإِقَامِ الصَّلَاةِ. Men whom neither trade nor merchandise distracteth from the salat and the remembrance of Allah. Allah praised their trade. And sometimes they would not know the language of the people, but they would go as traders, as tajirs. And the people, because of their trade, because of their business, would become Muslims. And sometimes we are so good, we seem to be so good. We suffer from the sickness called self-righteousness. That you tell yourself, I'm so pious, I'm so righteous. And the takabbur and the pride comes in, which is the worst form of pride. And you tell yourself, you're really muhtad, you're really righteous. Yeah man, I am it, I have it made. But you know what? When you go back home and you leave the walls of the masjid, you go back home, it's problem with your neighbors. You cause harm and discomfort to your neighbors. But we are nice in the masjid. But what about the hukuk? Hakul jar, the right of the neighbor, and the rights of the neighbor. What about them? It was upon this that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir. Anyone who believes in Allah on the last day, falyukrim dayfahu. Let him display good manners. Let him treat his guests well. This is all part of akhlaq, character, conduct, behavior, all part of your kuluk. Man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir. Anyone who truly believes, really believes in Allah on the last day, let him treat his guests well. And there are different types of guests. Guests come to your home, guests come to the masjid, guests come to your locality, Muslims, Jamaat, from different areas, guests come to your home. If he's even a cup of cold water, treat your guests well. Then he said, وَمَنْ كَانَ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ فَلَا يُؤْذِي جَارَهُ. Anyone who believes in Allah on the last day, he should not cause harm and discomfort to his neighbor. But where's our behavior? Where's our manners? Where's our adab? A saint in the masjid, but in the locality with our own neighbor, we can't even get along good. Fala yu'zi, he should not cause adha, difficulties, problems. He should not hurt his neighbor. وَمَنْ كَانَ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. Anyone who truly believes in Allah on the last day, فَلْيَكُلْ خَيْرًا. Let him say good things. أَوْ لِيَسْمُتْ. Or let him shut up. Or the tongue, the tongue. We find ourselves in problems because of the tongue. فَلْيَكُلْ خَيْرًا. Let him say good. خَيْر. أَوْ لِيَسْمُتْ. Or let him keep quiet. Let him shut up. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there are so many shobas and branches and aspects and angles of this deen. The deen is a complete house, but today what is so much needed in the Muslim ummah is to get back some manners, some behavior, some adab, character, good qualities. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Holy Quran, وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ أَكْثَرَ شَيْءٍ جَدَلًا. Yet this man is كَثِيرُ الْكُسُومَ. Allah tells us that man is very argumentative. He likes to debate, tit for tat. If you say A, he has to say B. If you say C, he has to say D. Can't stay easy, must chuck in something, has to quarrel. كان الإنسان أكثر شيء جدلا أي هو شديد الكسومة. Man is very, very argumentative. He likes to quarrel, likes to dispute, likes to answer back. Oh yeah, sometimes we are faced with ignorant behavior. Sometimes people will behave ignorantly towards us. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam even used to make dua against that. That people should behave ignorantly towards him. He used to seek refuge in Allah from that. But Allah gives us the training that you don't go tit for tat and argue and quarrel and bring down yourself. Display nobility, display good character, good conduct. Allah says about the faithful servants of Allah, wa ibadur rahman. The ibad of Rahman, the faithful servants, the true slaves of Allah. Alladina yamshuna ala al-ardi hauna, those who walk on the earth with humility. Wa idha khatabahumul jahilun, and when the ignorant ones address them, behave ignorantly towards them, quarrel, dispute, behave in a low down way. How do the slaves of Allah, how do ibadur Rahman react? قَالُوا سَلَامًا. They say salam, peace. In other words, they say قَوْلًا يَسْلَمُونَ بِهِ. They say such a word, or they behave in such a way in which they are safe, and their safety lies in that behavior or word or qawl of theirs. But unfortunately, we like to quarrel. The topic is indeed a vast one. We have just touched on it, but it's 101, so I will stop here. But the important thing, my dear brothers and sisters, is that khuluq, our character, behavior, manners, adab, we learn it from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how he used to behave. We read the lives of the Sahaba, stories of the Sahaba, hayat al-Sahaba, how they would interact with each other. Women as well as men, our kabir, our elders, our great mashayikh, their behavior, their character. That's so important. That's so important. Because this is what people look at. And this is what even your household look at. This is what the society will look at. And this is what is going to make you a good da'i and help you fulfilling your job and your task of inviting people towards Islam. So we, the human being, khalq, the exterior, and khuluq, the interior. Quran says about the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, innaka la ala khuluqin azim. You are indeed upon a great character. You are upon a great character. In other words, your character is azim, indeed very noble and great. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha used to say, kana kulukuhu al-Qur'an. That the kuluk and the character of the Rasul alayhi salam was that of Qur'an. He was the walking Qur'an, the talking Qur'an. His akhlaq was Qur'an. So my dear brothers and my dear sisters, our behavior, our adab, how we really get on, that's so important. But unfortunately, we don't pay much importance to that, and we feel it's not important. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين.